The sound of workers adding the finishing touches to the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in Sligo as the bells ring out in anticipation for the imminent return of parishioners. The cathedral has been closed since January for extensive refurbishment works, and it's finally set to reopen. The first Mass in over 6 months is due to be celebrated at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. Speaking ahead of the opening, Bishop of Aconry and Elphin, Kevin Dorn, says they're looking forward to getting back to their family home.
It's terrific, really, to be honest. Obviously, the work has been going on a lot longer than the 6 months, but we've been closed now completely for 6 months. And I think a lot of people, would be saying, we really want to go home. And, it's like when you're on your holidays, the first few weeks is grand, but after that you want to get back to your own stuff, And so the cathedral is really, it's our family home as a faith community. And I think back to the people, who put the work into building it in the first place, and also all the people who've been working on it now over the last number of years, and especially these last months. There's a whole lot of skill and a whole lot of gift that has been given into, making it now into another beautiful place for worship, and it's really looking very well.
And it's about preserving that work that the original people did to create this building.
That's right, exactly. And the work that was done in the beginning is largely left as it was. And the colour scheme inside is going to be slightly different, a little bit brighter, which is nice because I think we all need to be lifted up a little bit. I think over the years, what we've seen is that the original work has obviously, been added to in different ways, like obviously the quality sound system, the better lights that we have these days than what they had in the beginning. But really what we have now, it builds on what started 150 years ago with Bishop Galuli.
All the scaffolding is down, so you don't need any hard hat.
Oh, that's good.
No, but nobody's working at heights now. It's really just the cleaning. Sister, that looks lovely.
John Fahey is the architect behind the project and has been outlining what's been happening at Sligo Cathedral over the last few months.
It's been very challenging because of the size and the scale of the building. The works consisted of replacing loose plaster at high level in the nave, replacing some of the wall linings which had perished due to the ingress of moisture, upgrading of lighting, and repainting the whole interior. Even to put up the scaffolding to reach the ceiling of the nave took about 4 weeks because it's over 20 metres high. It took a few weeks to take down again. The whole place was repainted, and it's now being cleaned in readiness for the weekend. The colour scheme is not unlike the previous colour scheme, but it's a little bit brighter, and the new lighting probably shows it off to great effect. And that blue is a colour associated with the Virgin Mary. And originally the cathedral was called the Cathedral of St. Mary, although now the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception.
And how do you feel, John, being associated or being asked to do these works?
For me, it's a great privilege and honour to work on buildings such as these. They're historic buildings. They're not being built anymore. They're unique. So it's very important that they're conserved and repaired and kept in good condition for future generations.
Back outside, John tells me previous storms have taken their toll on the cathedral, and while interior works are completed, attentions will now turn to the exterior in the time ahead.
There's still some storm damage from January that has to be repaired on the roof at high level. That will be done over the summer months. And there's a stone roof over the porch on the west side, which is going to be repointed and repaired during the summer months. That's benefiting from a grant under the Built Heritage Investment Scheme 2025 from Sligo County Council.
Are the various storms and future weather events a cause of concern for buildings such as this?
They're a cause of great concern, because the frequency and intensity of these storms seems to be greater as years go by. Also, rain comes in, very heavy showers, a very intense rainfall does cause damage to these buildings. And because of their age, some of the materials may have suffered wear and tear over the years.
Bishop Doran says there's been a decline in mass goers since the pandemic and is encouraging people far and wide to reconnect with the cathedral.
Well, we've been blessed because the Nazareth Sisters very kindly lent us the use of their chapel. And one of the interesting things about the chapel, obviously, was being a bit, quite a bit smaller than the cathedral, was it kind of forced people to gather. You know, one of the funny things is in churches, people sort of tend to stay down the back. And you start looking down and you're wondering, what are they all doing down there? But in the Nazareth, one of the nice things was that we didn't gather more. The challenge for us now coming back here is to invite back not just the people who have been with us in Nazareth, but also the people who maybe, you know, kind of lost their kind of connection with the cathedral around the time of COVID maybe, and who didn't really come back, or the people who perhaps have lost their connection with church over the years. The reopening of the building is not just about the building, it's about regathering the community. And so what I would want to do is to issue an invitation, you know, to all comers, and that will include the young and the old, the visitors and those who live around.
And has this been the biggest undertaking in terms of renovation works in recent years?
Yes, I mean, there was a significant a renovation and a redoing of the sanctuary area about 50 years ago for the centenary. And paradoxically, as on that occasion, so on this occasion, we had a period when there was a closure and then a reopening. I remember back, I was ordained a priest in 1977, and I came here to visit some friends at that stage, and the cathedral had just been redone. Needless to say, back then I had no notion of coming here as the Bishop of Elphin, but it's a great privilege to have such a lovely cathedral.
And are you yourself looking forward to getting back to normal, as it were?
Oh yeah, I mean, it's lovely. It's a beautiful place to celebrate. The sense of gathering people, this is what the ministry of a priest is all about. You know, I'm hopeful that we will gather, you know, large numbers of people here to worship God and also to support one another in faith.
Catherine Gaffney, Ocean FM News at the Sligo Cathedral.